Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. The Trippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes at night.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming on the Trigger Toast with a shot of the day, Ted versus the FCC. Coming up, our question, what good news or good thing has happened to you lately? 844-999-OLA.
All right, well, the guy just talked about his car, getting in a car accident in inclement weather in Wyoming. I'm like, that might be the worst possible place for that to happen because no one lives there. So someone points out Alaska is the least populated state followed by Wyoming. Okay. But I feel like
the 48, dude.
But I feel like people in Alaska, like if you break down, whether you're buddy on a snowmobile or the, like people in Alaska are prepared to deal with Alaska problems.
That's exactly right. If your car breaks down in Alaska, a AAA tow truck will be there in 3 minutes.
I would feel more comfortable in Alaska.
Yeah.
If I'm on a road at all that my car could break down, because at the point you're not on a road anymore, it's a different thing. But if I'm on a road in Alaska, I'm more confident that help will show up quicker than the middle of Wyoming.
You could be being attacked by a grizzly bear. You can call a number and somebody will be there pretty soon with a big-ass gun.
Just as quick as we can.
Again, keep in mind, good news is relative. Sometimes the good news is just because things have sucked so bad, any small victory is golden. In this case, it says, I passed the kidney stone after 2 days of excruciating pain.
Nice.
That's good news. Man, I've never had kidney stones, but my understanding from anyone I know that has, they're like, it is the worst pain you will feel in your life. And to me, that's all I need to know. That's all I need to know that I don't want to deal with it.
I got bad news for you.
Oh, no. What?
You guys like Tums.
I don't like Tums, Ted. It's a necessary evil, and I know.
They cause the stones.
Yeah, because it leads to a calcium buildup. And you know what's sad? I heard that like 3 years ago, and I swear this on my life. As I get older and heartburn becomes like,
why do you have heartburn? Because I woke up, right?
So Tums is a quick go-to. Every single time I'm chewing these Tums, I think about kidney stones.
Yeah.
You do? Dude, okay.
But you're not the guy.
You can wake up
with 2 bags of Tums for breakfast, have 3 bags of Tums for lunch, go home and eat a roll of Tums for dinner, and you would never have anything close to kidney stones.
Yeah, Miles is right.
I mean, it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
No. It's going to happen to Ted, who's never had one.
You know, like, I've never had Tums in my life.
Like, it doesn't do, like, that's not how you function.
I try to cut them out of my life.
I would like to, but the heartburn keeps coming, man. You know what's
worse? Once in a while on a Sunday, it'll still get me.
My grandparents, together forever, never saw my grandmother without a cigarette in her mouth, right? She's one of those people. And keep in mind, back in the day, I don't know what this was. You had the ability to do everything with the cigarette in your mouth and never actually ash it. And there was just something about gravity where the ash would never break off. So she would talk to you. And this thing's bouncing up and down the whole time. And my brother and I used to stare at the ash because my brother's like, it's got to break off sometime. So we would just stare, and it never would, man. And while I saw it once, and honestly, it was Thanksgiving dinner, and she was making mashed potatoes.
Oh, no, right?
Dude, oh, my God.
But get in there.
We didn't say anything, but my grandfather died before her. He never smoked a day in his life. Do you know what he died from? Lung cancer.
Mm-hmm. Well, probably.
Not my grandmother. Mm-hmm. She was the one who had snuff and would hock loogies into the half gallon of milk carton thing. Dude, snuff, smoking cigarettes.
She was at snuff and choking down darts?
Man, this is old school Virginia, absolutely. So when she wasn't smoking cigarettes, which means she wasn't in the kitchen anymore, she lay down in her bed, and we got them cable one Christmas, all right? So, like, cable was a whole new world to them, and she would just watch, like, movies. It blew her mind. But she would lay in bed, and next to her, she had the half gallon of milk, but it wasn't milk. It was an empty carton. And she'd be in mid-conversation to me, and she'd talk like this anyway. She was the one, if you farted, like, was it hot? So she's talking to you all gruff and mid-conversation talking to little kid. And you would hear this thing hit other loogies that obviously are already in there. It's like, bling. It's like, oh, my God. But that's how she rolled, right? And smoking cigarettes. Yeah, grandfather dies of lung cancer.
Well, he had all that secondhand smoke.
So Brian kissed her and got it.
What good news or good thing has happened to you lately? 844-999-OLA.
She was a lovely woman. Hello, Brandon. Welcome to the Men's Room. Hello, Brandon. Goodbye, Brandon. Hello, Nikki. Welcome to the men's room.
Fast cars and fast women, bitches.
Hola.
Man, it is good to hear you guys again.
Oh, well, what the hell happened to you?
Well, I don't know if you guys remember, but about 2.5 years ago, me and my family moved to Ohio.
Okay.
And we got to come hang out with you guys for a hot minute beforehand.
How was Ohio?
Karen and everybody, yeah, that was good times. But since I've been back in Washington, got back about a year ago, I got a really, just a really awesome job. And most jobs that I've had, and, you know, I want to, you know, hey, I want to move up. I want to try and become a manager. You're good where you are. You're good where you are. The company I'm working for now, I expressed interest in becoming a safety manager. I work in a general industry and property restoration. And it's been nothing but talk to this person, see what they say. And so I call the regional safety manager. He gives me a list of courses I have to take. I find out that these courses that are, I have to take three total. Two of them are about $1,000 a piece. And then the other one is a couple hundred dollars. And my general manager at my office tells me, he's like, well, if, you know, the regional says that, you know, he's cool with you coming along, I'll pay for the classes and I'll pay you to go take the classes. Obviously with the caveat of if you fail, I'm going to beat your ass and you're probably going to want another job. But it's been nothing but here you go. Let's move you on. Let's move you up. So it's kind of a new feeling considering I've been working for 17 years of my life.
Still, did you move back out with a wife? You still with a wife and kid?
Oh, of course.
All right,
yeah,
nice.
We've just over 9 years now. It'll be 10 years in September. Kids are 11 and 7, and they still listen to you guys religiously just as much as I do. So it's good times.
How would you describe your time in Ohio?
Well, it was nice. It was very quiet. Definitely cleaner air. We lived in a small village of about 5,000 people. But every time we would talk to someone about where we were from, it was, you know, Seattle, it's home. You know, we're going to go home and visit my family for, you know, a week. Or, you know, you should come up to Seattle. You know, it's a great place. I love it. You know, I miss being at home.
Okay.
So,
wait, in a town of 5,000, can you get a pizza delivered?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. There was a...
It's Pizza
was
a America.
There's got to be a Domino's.
Literally like a block away.
All right. Say, listen, man, one thing about him, I don't care where, if you live under a bridge in a tent, like two tents away, someone is making pizza that they will deliver.
Dude, I swear to God, Domino's is the most ubiquitous thing I have seen in all my travels.
Really?
But just everywhere?
It's universal.
Just everywhere I've been, it just blows my mind. I mean, I get it. They have a bunch of, but like, you see a ton of McDonald's and stuff, but like the guy delivering Domino's or on a bicycle or a scooter, like they're everywhere.
We're everywhere you want to be. Mm-hmm. When we don't give you a choice, we're real popular.
What's up? What good news or good thing has happened to you lately? 844-999-OLA.
Well, good things happened to me, Miles, since I brought up the Tums thing. And look, apparently the idea is just that they have a bunch of calcium. And for dudes especially, they're like, it can contribute to you developing kidney stone. Won't cause it, but can contribute. So people are like, man, try Zantac, some other tricks here and there. But someone says, you know, you can reduce the chance of getting a kidney stone in half by donating a kidney. That is solid, solid advice. Thank you.
I won't lie. If it's a big holiday like Thanksgiving or something, I get a Zantac in me before I head out.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Hello, Bo. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how's it going?
Hola.
Hola. Hey, you guys know what tomorrow is?
What's that?
You know what tomorrow is?
Adolf Hitler's birthday.
Oh, gosh.
It is. It really, I mean, I've put a damper on where you're trying to go with this, but honestly, that's the dark side of it.
Right. No, it's good. I'm getting married tomorrow on 420.
Oh, good for you. And Hitler's birthday. Make sure you work that into the vows.
Mm-hmm.
Say, hey, baby, we picked this special day.
fun fact of the day. 50 years from now, it will be 420-69.
Oh, you're right, dude. I saw that on the internet. I can't believe you're actually doing that. I know it makes me a child, but right.
You're so happy.
His anniversary, right, is going to be 420-69.
Oh, yeah.
I won't be here for that. I'll be long gone.
Whatever should we do for 50th anniversary?
Did you know that, or did you just happen to pick this date?
No, it was completely unplanned, honestly.
Sure, it was.
All right.
So the good news is you're getting married.
Yes.
All right. Is the bride excited?
Yes, she's very excited.
All right. How are your friends as far as the ones that are going to be a part of the wedding?
They are great. One is very, very, very participative, if you know what I mean.
Okay. So, yeah, I do know what
you put that very nicely.
Yes. One is participative. Well, I think that all of us kind of, if the day we got married, probably had a little bit more during the day than most days.
Yeah, well, 7 shots before I made it up there, man.
Yeah.
I'm like, just hold it together through this. You can be as drunk as you need to later.
That's what they're saying. Oh, my God, one of the best men passed out. Like, we know why he passed out there.
Yeah, he was exhausted.
Well, you know, you stand too long. Yeah,
How long have you been with this woman?
3 years.
3 years. And how many people will be at the wedding?
200.
Jeez.
Wow.
And yeah, who are you most worried about being at the wedding?
Of them are mine. Yeah.
Who are you most worried about being there? There's always the one person like, all right, man, keep the alcohol away. Don't tell them about this. All that kind of stuff.
Pretty much the whole family, so we had to limit that whole thing.
All right. What kind of food are you serving?
Mama's Tortini's out of Puyallup.
What are you doing?
Mama's Tortini's. It's like Italian.
Okay. Oh, nice. All right. See, there's something.
So you have the Alfredo option. You'll have the regular pasta option.
Do you have to offer chicken and salmon? Like, is that some mandatory law that has come down?
I like the Italian idea.
God, it's the worst thing. Like, look, anytime they say, hey, we just need, and I get it, because you got a plan, but hey, just, take one of these two or three options and let us know. Like, whatever's not the vegetarian one, I'm fine with. Because I already know what you're going to have. Mm-hmm.
Last time I got it was the beef and the fish. I should have got the fish.
God, they had...
You can't really make beef for like 150 people. You know what I'm saying?
Well...
Unless you do like a prime rib.
Yeah. I've had a couple friends that were kind of... Like, their parents had a lot of money. One wedding I went to, it was like the best steak I ever had. But my cousin, when he got married, right on the East Coast, the one in Poughkeepsie. Mm-hmm. The Red Foxes.
Spell it. Spell check's like, quit it.
So, it's the East Coast. It's New York. There was a piece of lasagna. Said, I'll get the lasagna. And then my whole family harassed me the whole time. Oh, who got the veggie option? Because it was just spinach. Lasagna.
What are you, veggie? Probably pretty good, though.
You live on the West Coast. What are you, vegetarian now? Like,
I like lasagna. Like,
right? I know.
Lasagna is one of the few things that the meat is not the focus of the food. I mean, it's good if it's in there. Well, if it's not in there, it's okay.
If you say it has, like, spicy sausage, then it's about the meat. Otherwise, yeah. I agree. Actually, man. One of the last times at a wedding, there was some delicious chicken dish they had, and then they had some ratty ass salmon. I did not want the salmon. I see there's one piece of chicken left, and it's, you know, serve yourself kind of deal. As a little girl, like 9 years old on the other side, I see her eyeing the chicken. I let her have it, and I'm not going to lie to you. Looking back, I wouldn't do it again. I wouldn't, man, because, no, I mean, like, I felt good at the time. Like, well, that's cool. She wants the chicken. But if I had to do it again, knowing what I know now, I'd be like, hands off, bitch. Like, sorry, man.
I thought for sure you were going to say you took the chicken.
No, I would now.
And I watched her cry.
Because I learned.
And I laughed in her face.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. You disappointed me.
I salted my chicken with tears.
Snooze, you lose, kid. Here, have the healthy fish.
You like salmon, kid.
Trust me.
Good news or good thing has happened to you lately. We've got your emails coming up next in the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Our question, now what good news or good thing has happened to you lately? And here come those emails from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Go with a couple from today, guys. My wife had 5 biopsies, all cancer-free. Another, 6 years ago, I was having financial problems, so I was able to redo my mortgage through making home affordable. I'm actually a payment ahead, so because I've been punctual with my payments, they'll take a big chunk off my principal, and I'm sure that I will pay it off completely very soon. That from Margaret. Fellas, my good news is that my 7-year-old son, who has autism and is mostly nonverbal, told me I love you for the first time this week. I'm so proud of him and his progress. Guys, have a good one. That from Victoria.
And then he said, oh, damn, Mom, sorry. No, I don't mean that for you.
I was awarded a 5-year criminal order of protection against my husband of 20 years, and I am happier than I've been in 15.
Wow.
And after 10 years, I get my blow-and-go out of my car. So that's exciting. That's got to be
Look, that is good.
That is good stuff, man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Go on a date, however many. Yeah, we can go. If not, you got to blow into it. On the birthday request of Picholos, I was wondering if you could help my brother Josh and his fiance Jessica welcome their brand new baby girl into the world, Atlee, born today. How about a little kid fish sandwich and a can I grow up? Thanks, guys, from the uncle.
Fish sandwich.
Can I grow up?
Picholos, want to wish my son David a happy 12th birthday. You're a fine young man and a heck of an athlete. You make your old man proud. Please give him a Homer Simpson fish sandwich. Anna, your penis is too small. Congrats on show 3030. You guys and Robin are awesome.
Fish sandwich. Are you sure?
Wish our little man Soren a happy first birthday. We started him as a rockaholic early. He already loves dancing to all the music. How about a little kid fish sandwich? And once again, since he's one, your penis is too small. That from the mom and dad.
Fish sandwich.
Birthday shout out and some dirty German talk from my future hubby, Eric. He is 39 today and robbed the cradle with me. I'm 24. He loves listening to you guys, as do I.
Yeah, you'll be listening to much of us tonight. Very important that you know there are no safe words.
Yeah, Sinoz, I was going to say something dirty, but this man is doing a great job. 39, she is 24, she was in Germany, what we call hero.
Yeah. We should give you cape for birthday.
Picholos, it's my husband Adam's 25th birthday today. How about a big old bong rip and the dirty Germans talking about our trip to Vegas? We're leaving over the weekend. We listen to you guys every day. That's from the wife.
Yeah, if you're going to Vegas, then do not complain if your husband spends so much time dining on the strip.
Yes, you know, and maybe where you're dining at might have shrimp, so it could be a little fishy.
Yeah. Yeah, all you can eat buffet.
Yeah.
People love the buffet.
Yeah. Look like roast beef sandwich, you bite too hard and all the meat come out the other side.
People do love buffets.
I love a buffet.
I do too. I haven't been to one in a while.
I haven't either.
Yeah, he's going to buffet.
Yeah.
Casinos have good buffets.
Yeah. Oh, that's a damn lie.
Typically, if you want a good buffet, you got to go to a casino, right?
Yeah, I was at a buffet like less than a year ago.
And good news, Vegas has those.
You don't say.
Yeah, they sure do.
Also, get one of those giant, like, quarter yard frozen drinks. It looks touristy, but man, they free pour them and they're good.
That's why the tourists are happy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, seriously, changed my day one time there.
But Cholos, today my best bud Joe is 26, going to get some shotgun gets from Thrill, and you guys talking all over yourselves about your favorite craft beer. Happy birthday, Joe. Thanks, guys.
I love Space Dust. Kitty Cat Blue is pretty good.
I like a lot of beer.
Me too. My cousin Matt is 29
right, like
today.
Pick your favorite kid.
Uh-huh.
Easy.
Can he get to Ozzy Ted talking about nuts and bolts as he works at Fastenal? Thanks, guys. Love the show.
Yeah, Ted here from Melbourne. First of all, Fastenal, respect it. Nuts and bolts, pretty simple. Make sure you put that nut in before you bolt it.
Yeah, it's like visiting San Diego Chargers locker room. Nuts and bolts.
Yeah, some of the plays is crazy.
Guys, it's my girlfriend April's birthday, the redhead with a soul. It's a real celebration this year as she's had an amazing year of achievement. She's a good Catholic. So please give her an original fish sandwich for the road. Thanks, guys. That from Chris.
Fish sandwich.
That thing is a lie.
What's that?
That email.
Well, she's a redhead with a soul.
Oh.
No, come on, man. Say something believable.
Yeah. Want to say happy birthday to Tom the Tuna Can, best dump truck driver this side of the Mississippi. Can I get a what the F is that, bro? A cut that bitch off, and the dirty German's talking about his mom and I are going to celebrate tonight. Thanks, guys. Love the show.
Oh, my God. What the f*** is that, bro?
Yeah, let's just say that for the celebration, we are not sure what flavor, but he will be enjoying Tang.
Yeah. So, you know, it's kind of like Jell-O, but I feel like there could be some juice in this oven.
Yeah, pulpy.
Yeah.
It's kind of a backhanded birthday request, you know?
Yeah.
Tom the Tuna Can, best dump truck driver this side of the Mississippi. How about the dirty Germans talking about how his mom and I are going to celebrate tonight?
Is that from the stepdad, you think? Or
no,
like his buddy?
It's from his buddy.
Yeah.
That'd be really mean if it was from the stepdad.
Zituna Khan. They called him Charlie.
Could you guys please wish my best friend Duke a happy birthday? Could you give Leroy Jenkins, Anna, your penis is too small? Also have the Dirty Germans talk about his beautiful beard. Thanks, guys.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins! Yeah, the last time I saw a beard that beautiful, we named her Katie Holmes.
Yes, I'm sure this beard is beautiful. Maybe we could hang out together and lock beards.
Yeah, beard locking.
Yeah, yeah.
Like docking. Yeah. Beard docking.
So, you know?
Yeah, what do you think the name Docking was about? It wasn't about his last name, he and George Lynch. Awfully close.
This is just beard stuff, Miles.
Oh, yeah.
They get your head. This is a bedroom.
Patrolis, please give a shout out to my main man, Elliot. He's 31 years old. Could a dude get a Leroy Jenkins and the Dirty Germans talking about crushing beers and shredded Super Smash Brothers?
Shredded Leroy Jenkins! Yeah, as a black man, I like to smash many brothers.
Yeah, as a German, I love crushing beers. One of the best parts is Oktoberfest. Whatever fest. It's Germany. We drink beer. We're the official home of beer fest.
Oh, Macholas, I'd love to sing the birthday song for you guys for my best friend Michelle. She's 34. And to celebrate this monumental day, today is also her last day working at the unplugged toilet she has been calling a job. So could she please get some of the Dirty Germans telling her what she can do with all of her free time she's about to have on her hands?
Yeah, I will plug your personal septic hole.
Sarah, you have all this time on your hand. Maybe you'll have more time to finally play with cucumbers.
Yeah, yeah. They call my penis time.
Yeah, if you play with a cucumber long enough, it becomes a pickle.
Michelle is my wife, Erin. Huge fan of your show. Today she is 35 years old. How about some turtle wax and Al hitting the window and the Dirty Germans talking about how amazing nurses are. Thanks, you guys are amazing.
Yeah, I do not know if you work in medical field. For me, a nurse is anyone who lets me suckle from the nipple.
Yeah, nurses are great because they're so dirty. Plus, they come preloaded with the mask across their face. They are prepared for whatever happens.
Yeah, that is also how I come.
Yeah, so, you know, when I was a kid, we had our favorite nurses. They were night nurses from the state of New Jersey.
Yeah, I remember well. Yeah.
Yeah, Night Nurses 3 was probably one of the best films of the early 80s.
Guys, want to give a birthday shout out to my friend Todd. He is 39. Give him some Reverend X, please.
Cut that bitch off! Next caller.
Dad.
Big birthday shout out to my husband, Norm. He is celebrating the big 4-0 today, and he would love it if the Dirty Germans would honor him. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, to celebrate the big 4-0, I will make you go have the big O 4 times.
Yeah, honor him. Some honor, mom, stay on him.
Yeah.
Yeah, cheers.
Guys, so today's my husband, Forrest's 40th birthday. Big fan of your show, been listening for years, and he's a wonderful husband and father. Does so much for us. So how about, let's see, an original fish sandwich, and Al hitting the window, and maybe Wobbin saying something sexy about 40-year-olds in German. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Fish sandwich.
Ja, du bist 40 Jahre alt. Jetzt bist du nass.
That was a lot. Normally don't get that.
Somebody
much.
Get your finger out of my something, bud.
Mm-hmm. Guys, I made it to 50 years old. I'm originally from Western Washington, currently live in Central Oregon. The one thing I miss is your show, so thank God I can stream it, which I do every day. I know no one down here is going to call in, so I'm going to write you with a birthday shout-out. How about an owl hitting the window, your penis is too small, and the Dirty Germans talking about how to lay the tile when you're 50?
Yeah, I cannot tell you much about laying this tile, but I can promise you part of you behind you will be called the backsplash.
Yes, you know, laying the tile is just as like the same as laying the pipe. No matter what the age is, take some deep breaths, do some breathing, and then get out to business. Maybe a glass of water. So, honestly, maybe a small blue pill.
Hey, guys, can I get a barbershop fish sandwich from my dad, Gary? Happy 54th birthday, Dad. Have an awesome day. Thanks, guys.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dill relish in the morning. At noon.
At noon.
And at night. And at night.
are, guys. Here you go.
Happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefly.
All right, so it's time for a couple extra emails here since we have it, guys. Gentlemen, this is on Epic Farts. I don't normally have bad gas, but every now and then, I have something pass through me that will clear the immediate area.
Why does he sound like the Dos Equis guy?
I don't always have bad gas.
But when I do, it's
but
awful.
But when I do, people hate me.
On one occasion, I'm working at my local Home Depot. All day, I had been feeling the uneasiness that precedes the fart, and I knew an epic one was fast approaching. Well, I decided to do the front end of the store a favor and excuse myself to the bathroom. But on my way, I see this dude in our tool department who was known for stealing high-value merchandise, and I knew what I had to do. I approached the man to offer him my very best customer service and asked him if he needed help finding anything. He gave his usual, no, just waiting for my girlfriend, blah, blah, blah. So I turned to leave and let out a silent bomb right next to him. I get to the end of the aisle and turn around just in time to see it hit him. He stiffened up and gagged a bit before turning and quickly leaving the store. The tool supervisor had been watching from afar. He knew exactly what had happened. She looked at me, smiled, and said, dude, that was awesome, before high-fiving me. It felt great to finally get back at a shoplifter. That from the gassy head cashier.
We actually, when I worked at Chi-Chi's years ago, there was a busboy who, one, apparently could fart on command, and he gave him any amount of money he would fart. So it's late one night, and you have that one table that you've put all of the chairs up upside down on the rest of the tables. They're still there. You can't get rid of them. So finally, ask the busboy, hey, man, the waiter says, I will give you $20. Just act like you're cleaning something else and fart. And I mean, my man walked right out there. He's standing behind the table, acting like he's doing something on the table next to him, and just, sure enough.
Check, please.
That is a great tool to have at a restaurant.
Dude, it works. Yeah, it's like time to go.
On command. Epic fart is the subject. Farted so bad it woke my wife up. I blamed it on the dog before falling back asleep. Well, the wife did not fall back asleep, and she was awake to hear the gentle of the second and worst fart escaping my butt. I woke up again to her beating me with a pillow. And let's see. My late wife, two stepsons, and I were shopping at a store. While my wife was browsing in the aisle, I felt the pressure build up. I walked down the aisle away from the family and let it go. It was an SB deer. It only took a second for the smell to hit my nose, but it lingered. I quickly walked to my wife and spoke into her ear softly. We need to move now. We quickly hustled to the next aisle. When we stopped, my wife demanded an explanation. I explained to her what had happened. Now my kids are giggling, and we are a couple walk down the aisle that we abandoned. The couple stopped where I ripped ass, and the next thing you hear is that wife slap her husband. And we hear him explain, what'd I do? Then you hear the whispers as we are dying laughing. From Blind in Texas. Oh, let's see here. As far as animals, bitches growing up, I had a dog that's dead, that's 4 feet tall on all fours, 120 pounds, and I never knew what his mix was. We found him as a stray. He used to pull me around on my skateboard for miles at a time when I needed to commute around town. There are also a number of times he saved myself or my sister from getting hit by a car by jumping on his hind legs and pushing us off to the shoulder of the road.
Damn.
Lastly, Miles, can I get a piece of gum? That from Brooke. Brooke, I don't have any gum. I chewed it all.
Well, what's that about?
Every time she calls, I ask her if she's got any gum. It's like, this is Brooke. And I'm like, Brooke, do you have any gum? She's like, no, I don't have any gum. I don't know.
You know her.
She just remembers.
Yeah, my bad.
Okay, yeah.
I thought maybe you were a gum guy.
No.
No, she has no teeth, and right. She's saying, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. And
give me some gum. You want some gum, Miles?
One more. Guys, this is a while ago, but one day I came home from work and found my half-eaten Quiet Riot cassette tape in the entry with the tape part still intact and sneaking through the house. I followed the tape first down the hallway, through the laundry room, then through the first doggy door that enters the garage, proceeded down the three-car garage to the second doggy door that goes out to the dog yard, opened the door, found my boxer standing still outside, confused and uncomfortable with a cassette tape coming out of his butt. He looked at me, slowly walked over, and backed his butt up to me. He stopped, looked up to me, at his butt, poor guy. While he patiently waited, I ran into the kitchen, grabbed some rubber gloves, and spent the next 10 minutes slowly pulling the rest out of the tape out of his butt.
Mm.
He was so happy when I got it all out, he ran around and jumped for joy the next 15 minutes. I think it was about 40 feet of tape from the entry of the house to the outside yard.
He got the tape out my butt.
That's amazing. I think we need to go back in time to the last time we played Ted versus the FCC, so if we could, let's go back in time.
Time.
The sun is shining, and in a shallow pool, Ryan Castle shyly sits. Shyly sitting, he shaves his armpits and naughty bits. He sits and shaves and sits until he's very smooth and slick.
Three times fast.
The sun is shining, and in a shallow pool, Ryan Castle shyly sits. Shyly sitting, he shaves his armpits and naughty bits. He sits and shaves and sits until he's very smooth and silk.
One.
The sun is shining, and in a shallow pool, Ryan Castle shyly sits.
Oh! Well, we had a loss last time in Ted versus the FCC. Let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
What a late night we had last night. My God, I don't know what was in that stuff. It was amazing.
I'll tell you what, though, the teddy bear would never tell you this on the TV commercials, but two shots of Snuggle keep me up for a while.
Whoa. So we did come up with some tongue twisters last night, Ted. They were some good ones, too. But lo and behold, we came in this morning.
Sorry about that, by the way. My guy said the stuff was clean.
Okay. We thought it was
clean. Yeah, Snuggle was dirty.
I know. I was getting you a little of that.
Some dirty Snuggle.
That wow, wow.
But Melissa sends in an email and says, Ted versus the FCC submission.
Huh.
And she says, hi, fellas, and
hi.
Robin. I have a submission for Ted versus the FCC, which I've included below. Can't wait to hear how it goes if you use it. Thanks so much, guys. And Melissa came up with a pretty good Ted versus the FCC for sure. And it goes something like this. Nick dips his ships while he sips Schlitz as he hunts cuts of the latest music. His ships are lit and the cuts he hunts are fun and funky. The way we do Ted versus the FCC is you need to read that one time through and then three times fast.
Okay. Nick dips his ships while he sips Schlitz as he hunts cuts of the latest music. His ships are lit and the cuts he hunts are fun and funky.
Three times fast.
Nick dips his ships while he sips Schlitz and he hunts cuts of the latest music. His ships are lit and the cuts he hunts are fun and funky.
One.
Nick dips his ships while he sips Schlitz and he hunts cuts of the latest music. His ships are lit and the cuts he hunts are fun and funky.
Two.
Nick dips his ships while he sips Schlitz and while he hunts cuts of the latest music. His ships are lit and the cuts he hunts are fun and funky. Yay!
Big win! It's Ted versus the FCC. All right, bitches, bad joke time. Get them to us, 844-999-OLA. Email those bad jokes to the men's room at mensroomlive.com. Bad jokes are coming up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Bad joke time, 844-999-OLA. Email the bad jokes to the men's room at mensroomlive.com. And first, to ensure that the bad jokes continue for generations to come, we first must bring you these rules.
This is the official men's room bad jokes rules. A bad joke is a bad joke. Not necessarily a dirty joke. For instance, a guy walked into a bar. I think we know how that one ends. And yes, we all know about the man from Nantucket and what he can do. So a bad joke is a bad joke. Not necessarily an offensive one. I mean, we all know that Jews own Hollywood. And what's better than winning a gold medal at the Special Olympics? Just keep these simple rules in mind before you call.
And now, the men's room proudly brings you bad jokes.
Mike Hawk here to kick off the bad jokes.
Why should you never marry a tennis player?
Why should you never marry a tennis player?
Because love means nothing to them.
Tennis jokes.
Not bad, not bad. Hello.
Advantage Hawk.
Hello, Brooke. Welcome to Bad Jokes.
Hola.
Hola.
So, how do you tell the difference between an alligator and a crocodile?
How do you tell the difference between an alligator and a crocodile?
If you see them later, it's an alligator. If you see them in a while, it's a crocodile.
I think it's more her delivery than I think, like, she should do stand-up.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. I'm here to make you laugh. Just give me a second. Hello, David. Welcome to the men's room.
This is funny, I promise.
Hola.
Hola. Hola.
What do you get when you cross human DNA with a goat DNA?
What do you get when you cross human DNA with a goat DNA? What?
You get kicked out of the petting zoo.
Jesus. Hello, Mike. Welcome to Bad Jokes.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
What's brown and sticky?
What's brown and sticky? What?
A stick.
Oh, God. Few from the email at the men's room and mensroomlive.com. Why do stage performers say break a leg before the show?
Why?
Because every play has a cast.
All right.
Not so bad. All right, Miles. Why was the angle so cold?
Why was the angle so cold?
Yeah, it's less than 32 degrees.
Oh, my God. I don't know how that fire started in Notre Dame, but I heard that Quasimodo has a hunch.
I asked my friend...
Save with your chest, Miles.
That's right.
I asked my friend what his favorite Easter candy was. He didn't say a peep.
There you go, bad jokes, Wobbin, and we managed to drink in time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 18-year-old Dick, a dog from, man, there's no chance I can pronounce the name of the city in Russia. The dog's name is spelled D-I-K. I'm just assuming it's Dick, maybe it's Deek, but either way, sadly, the two elderly sisters that owned Dick, they found him unresponsive, apparently passed away in his sleep. So they get up the next morning. It's over. The dog's done. And the heartbroken owners, they actually took the pooch to a local pet cemetery. Go figure. And they said their goodbyes. As it turns out, this Russian pet cemetery is not all that different from Stephen King's pet cemetery. Because imagine their surprise when the dog dug itself out of the grave and was reunited with the owner. So they took it to an actual pet cemetery. They buried it. They say that it wasn't a very deep grave. But either way, apparently this dog, it wasn't in a coffin, mind you. This dog woke up, clawed and dug its way out of the shallow grave. It was exhausted. Someone driving by sounded on the side of the road. They took it to a local shelter. The shelter put out social media, whatever the hell it is they do. These women, they couldn't believe it. So, and I'm not trying to be funny, these two elderly women reunited with Dick. But either way, it's just the point that they buried the dog that they believe was dead in a pet cemetery. And a little while later, the dog you thought was dead has returned from the pet cemetery. Maybe it's just me. I don't know if I want the dog back.
That's pretty impressive.
End of days.
Yeah, dude, that's some creepy ass. But we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yay.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola.
Let's get a contestant on live for profile. This will take caller 9 now at 844-999-HOLA.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.